The Mechaber says as follows. Some Reishchas, 273. So Mechaber says, HaRoeh Chalom, if someone sleeps and they see a dream, they have a dream, and then this is the important part, V'nasha Aguma Alav, and he's troubled by it. Person is troubled by it. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if it doesn't seem like a bad dream, but you know, like, people dream things, and it bothers them. So, what should they do? Yitavenu bape tlasa. You should make it good. You should make it good in front of three people. Derachamu lei. And the Rama says, show all of him also. You should go in front of three people, and they'll make it good. How you do that? Volema bab hayu. And you say in front of them, Chalma tava chazoi. I saw a dream. I saw a good dream. Volemru inhu. And they say back, Tavahu v'tava lahu lahave. It's good, and it will be good. It's a good dream. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's best that you do this procedure in the morning because it's Zrizi Makdim al Mitzvos. Also, you remember it. You should remember it at the time you do this procedure when you go in front of three people. So you should remember the dream. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says you could do this procedure. Let's say one saw the dream. We'll talk about this more later. Saw the dream Friday night. So at Shabbos, you wake up Shabbos morning. So you could do, even though like we don't do dinim or things like that on Shabbos, but still a hatavas chalom, turning around the dream. Mishnah Berurah says you could do it even on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah also says when they say it should be a good dream, they should say, even though the way the Mechaber said it, they only seem to be saying it that the three people answer once, but the Mishnah Berurah says they say it three times. And then there's more things that they say. And then they say, there's another language they say. He says you should say that three times. Some people say it seven times. And then they say something to him at the end, Lechol achol achmecho besimcha, shosu b'yayin v'leiv tov.
Have you ever seen anybody do this?
Yeah, sure. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah also says something very interesting. If one saw a dream that troubles them about someone else, was in your dream you saw about someone else, so you, well, we'll see later, there's an idea about fasting. So you should do that. Dreams mean something.
Why does the person say it's a good dream if it troubled him?
It's a euphemism. Oh. And it's a hope. We'll see more about this in a second. Base. Let's do base very quickly. Yafet, next base. Yafet tanis levatel chalom ra. Fasting helps to get rid of a bad dream. Ke'esh l'no'eres. It's like a fire. The Rama says, v'dafka bo b'yom. When we talk about fasting, it has to be that you fast the day of the dream. In other words, a person, saw a bad dream. Let's say a person sleeps tonight. It's Wednesday. So a person sleeps, and then tonight they should fast on Thursday. V'dafka bo b'yom. A person can fast normally. We don't, except for Yom Kippur, we don't fast on Shabbos. You all know that. But for a dream, a person is allowed to fast even on Shabbos. And the Rama finishes looking Reish Peches. Reish Peches is a very interesting idea. In other words, in Hilchos Shabbos, if a person fasts on Shabbos, because they experienced a bad dream, so then the halacha is that they have to fast another fast because they fast on Shabbos. They have to do a I'm just saying that.
No, I'm just saying, you have to do too fast?
You have to fast on Shabbos, and then you'd have to fast another day.
Not back to back.
Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, very important idea, I'm sure you're aware of this idea, and that is when we say a person should fast, here's the caveat, dafka keshosa tshuva imo. A person has to do tshuva with fast. Again, as we all know with any fast, if you just fast, it's meaningless. So again, when a person sees this bad dream, so you have to realize it's communication that a person should right the ship. So therefore, they fast. But again, you have to do tshuva. Now we'll talk about this more. You know what? We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Meretz Hashem. Okay. Ugh.